In this poem, the character is going through an airport and has an experience many of us have had. They encounter a U.S. soldier in sand-pebbled fatigues, the uniform of the desert. The main character in the poem is Aeneas, who is also the main character of my book of poems from 2009, and Aeneas stares into her helmet. Aeneas, of course, was the ancient Roman warrior who was at the fall of Troy and fled the burning city with his band of men, wandered from place to place in the Aegean, until he was finally brought to the place that would become Rome, and with his troops, he established through battle the city of Rome. In "And Aeneas Stares Into Her Helmet," Aeneas is all that, and yet has different sub-personalities. She morphs. But her main character is that Aeneas is a U.S. female soldier. We follow Aeneas on her journey through the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and each scene of her journey is traced back to our life here at home. To use one of the titles of another of the poems, where is the war? This is one of the driving questions of the book, searching for traces of our wars in how we relate to one another, in our fears, in our phantasms, in our quotidian business, in our desires, in our loves, in our hopes.